here's a story from The World.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to arrive in the Middle East tomorrow, Blinken's first trip to the region as the top U.S. diplomat. His visit comes on the heels of Friday's ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Blinken will meet with Israeli, Palestinian, and other regional counterparts. Blinken said it's time to talk about rebuilding Gaza.
We have to deal with making this turn from the violence. We've got the ceasefire, and now deal with the humanitarian situation, deal with reconstruction, and deepen our existing engagement with Palestinians and with Israelis alike.
So what comes next? Joining me now is Ryan Boll. He's a senior analyst at the intelligence group Stratfor. Ryan, how does the Biden administration intend on rebuilding Gaza?
Well, the most direct and straightforward way will be to provide aid into the Gaza Strip for humanitarian projects, rebuilding destroyed infrastructure, rebuilding buildings that were targeted during this 11-day war. That's going to be the most immediate thing that they can do. But they have a complication with that aim. Even with that aim, the Israelis are already positioning themselves to try to use that aid, something as a political football against Hamas. They want to use that aid to leverage the extension of this ceasefire from Hamas. That's something that they were doing already with international aid from 2017 onwards. But now with a greater reconstruction bill, they're hoping to use this as leverage over the militants. But the militants are threatening that if Israel does so, they'll resume rocket fire back into Israel and we could have another escalation ladder, which sees us end up back into another war.
Now, there's another issue as well. President Biden has said he wants to rebuild Gaza without restocking Hamas. What does that mean?
Well, that means that they're trying to find ways to get aid to the Gaza Strip that goes to civilians and not to the militants. But that's very tricky. Hamas is a very resourceful organization. It takes things like tubes and civilian plumbing equipment and turns that into rockets. They are very low-tech, high-impact militant organization that has been able to take stuff that should just be for civilian use and make it into dual military use. That's what they're trying to find a way to ensure that that doesn't happen, but it's very tricky. There's no one on the ground within Gaza that has the power to stop Hamas from taking some of these materials and militarizing them. So that's one of the tricky parts that they're going to have to figure out, and that's what Israel is currently objecting to. That's what they're hoping, that if they can put themselves in between Hamas and this aid, they can convince Hamas that doing that sort of behavior isn't worth it.
As far as you know, does the Biden administration intend to work to lift the blockade over Gaza imposed by Israel and Egypt since 2007?
I think the Biden administration wants to create some more sustainable holes in the blockade for humanitarian aid that stabilizes Gaza's social situation and potentially undercuts Hamas's militant appeal amongst ordinary Palestinians. But they're going to run up against Israeli objections to that. As for lifting the entire blockade itself, that's something the United States isn't likely to do so long as Hamas maintains a rocket arsenal and its charter continues to call for military confrontation with Israel. Until those factors change, it'll be very hard for the United States to justify weakening that blockade, both to the Israelis as well as to the still substantial pro-Israel domestic constituency here in the United States.
Blinken's visit to the Middle East is one of five different U.S. delegations that are either in the region or on their way. What do you make of the renewed engagement by the White House in the Middle East?
Well, I think this is something of a rude surprise for the Biden White House. They were not prioritizing the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, in part because there's the grander pivot to Asia that the Biden administration is attempting to do. A lot of diplomatic focus has been on Iran-U.S. talks, and the Palestinian-Israeli conflict doesn't have a clean roadmap to a solution. The Trump administration decided to pivot in the direction of basically being very pro-Israel and believing that would create the leverage over the Palestinians to create a settlement. The Biden administration hasn't put the same kind of emphasis on the conflict. They're re-emphasizing the traditional two-state solution, but it's very hard to see how that goes forward. So the war was a wake-up call for the Biden White House that these conflicts can re-emerge and that they do have some domestic political consequences for the White House. We saw the Democratic Party starting to split along the lines of people who were more pro-Palestinian versus pro-Israeli. And those are complications that the White House doesn't want to see. But they don't really have an easy way to restart negotiations, restart a peace process that would resolve the underlying drivers of this conflict. And they knew that before this war began. They know that now, but they feel politically and diplomatically incentivized and even forced to have to involve themselves into the conflict.
Ryan Boll is a senior analyst at the intelligence group Stratfor. Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you.